Breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a very special episode of Different Strokes. No, a very special episode of the Pure Tokyo Scope podcast. I am Patrick Macias, the author of the new book, Mondo Tokyo.
And I'm Matt Alt, the author of Pure Invention, How Japan Made the Modern World, and How the Modern World Has Been Made, Patrick.
Oh my gosh, Matt, the Oscars. I've got Oscar fever again. How did this happen? We're recording this on March the 11th, 2024.
We're standing on the red carpet. We're actually on the red carpet. Both of our dresses, our sequin dresses, are glimmering underneath the spotlights.
We're holding our Godzilla action figures. We're wearing our Godzilla shoes. Can you imagine Steven Spielberg going to the Oscars, like holding an E.T. doll, eating Reese's Pieces? Like, what are they thinking?
I didn't see this. Were they actually doing that at the Oscars? Was somebody
Yeah, Yamazaki and the whole team are wearing Godzilla shoes. The heels of the shoes have like scales and like spines on them. And they're like taking selfies like of Godzilla, like, you know, with a Bandai figure or whatever it is, an X Plus figure of Godzilla on the red carpet.
Patrick, I demand to know, is it a Bandai or an X Plus? You should know this off the top of your head.
I think it's an X Plus. You know, it's almost as if these Godzilla movies were made to sell merchandise or something.
It's almost as like they were originally made for kids. Actually, Godzilla is one of those rare cases where it wasn't made for kids and then kind of became made for kids. And now it's sort of rebounded back because kids are adults again or something. Or adults are
kid-ulting.
Kids again. Kid-ulting, yes. You know, putting aside my well-documented feelings about the movie, no need to relitigate this again. It's a big moment for Yamazaki.
The director of Godzilla Minus One.
Yes, Takashi Yamazaki. Like, well done. And he's a special effects guy. So, you know, winning this is not some kind of, you know, booby prize for him. This is like what it's really all about.
Yeah. Godzilla versus Megalon won the Academy Award for Best Visual Effects. Congratulations to Godzilla versus Megalon. It's Godzilla Minus One that has the terrible special effects, the man in the suit, the low budget, right? Am I getting this correct? I'm using AI to help me write material this time.
I thought you were going to refer to the fact that Godzilla versus Megalon famously won the Nobel Peace Prize back in 1973. And the series has never been the same since, but you botched that. Sorry, I don't know if I can trust your feelings on this. But what are your feelings, Patrick? How do you feel about this? That's the important thing.
It's a little weird. I've never had to consider Godzilla as being like an Oscar-winning franchise before. I feel a little weird about it because I signed on as a Godzilla fan when I was a little kid for the man in the suit, for the miniature buildings, for the practical effects.
Right.
And Godzilla Minus One is great, but I mean, it's all, you know, it's all done with computers nowadays. Matt, what can I tell you?
You know, it's also the big question is this a win for Takashi Yamazaki, director, or is this a win for Godzilla, global superstar? Seriously, though, I mean, if this movie had been called, you know, Dinosaur Attacks Japan or something, and it wasn't Godzilla, would it have had the power that it did being a Godzilla film? I don't know. That might even be a strange question to ask. But seriously, Godzilla's name value is such that it's kind of an automatic boost to any production. So he cheated, man. No, I'm just kidding.
It's such a beloved character. You know, everyone knows Godzilla. I mean, not everyone loves Godzilla, but everyone has something for this character. Like, everyone has an awareness.
The other interesting thing is that this is one of the single lowest budget films ever to win an Oscar. It only had like a $15 million budget, which in Hollywood is like equivalent to $15 and change you found in your sofa. So that's a really interesting aspect of this. And one might hope a lesson to these kind of massive budget, you know, triple A, whatever you call them in the Hollywood world, films that are all style and no substance.
I think that might have been one of the reasons why it won. I think some of the people in the Academy, I mean, I read some of those articles where they have like Hollywood insiders like explaining what they want to win. And they were saying, I want Godzilla Minus One to win. The team works so hard on such a low budget. And there's like a lesson to be learned there. You don't need to spend $200 million on the special effects to get a good result. You can have a guy in a rubber costume getting blown up, you know, with fireworks, bottle rockets. Like when Pee-wee Herman visited the set of Godzilla in Pee-wee's Big Adventure, that's pretty much exactly how it's done, right?
Well, I also think you hit on something else, which is that the Academies are 100% about the feels. It's all about like the vibes. There's not really any kind of objective way to declare which movie is better than the other. So it's all about like kind of the behind the scenes politicking and campaigning. And I don't think people realize just how much of that is actually going on and affecting what gets picked. You know, you can have the greatest movie in the world, but if you don't have anybody pulling for it behind the scenes, it's not going to win. So obviously, obviously they had a lot of support in Hollywood and within the Academy. But I think the thing I find funniest about this is, especially among Godzilla fans, how much, you know, jubilation there is about this. And it reminds me that we all hate the Oscars unless something we like wins. And then suddenly the Oscars are the deciding, you know, the kind of crowning jewel in how our tastes have been recognized by the entire world.
Yo, man, that ain't right. How come Star Wars didn't win the Oscar, but Annie Hall did? Burn, Hollywood, burn.
Yeah, that was a moment, wasn't it?
I'm still sore about that.
I am very Okota, to quote another movie that didn't win an Oscar, Rising Sun, starring Sean Connery as the best speaker of Japanese on the planet.
John Connor desu. Meshi desu. Dozo yoroshiku.
So Godzilla wins. I love this. We're not actually saying Takashi Yamazaki wins. Godzilla wins.
He stepped out on stage. It was like Bambi versus Godzilla. Like, he just stepped on the stage and like killed everyone with his giant foot.
Godzilla is not the only winner at the Oscars. I believe another giant titanic monster known as a heron won an Academy Award too for Best Animated Feature. The Boy and the Heron by, Walt Disney, I think his name is.
Something like that, yeah.
Walt Disney's son? What's his name?
Hayao Miyazaki. Miyazaki won his second Oscar.
You know, I think Oscar is a very appropriate term in this case because we all know Miyazaki is such a legendary grouch, but...
He wasn't there. Like us, he wasn't there at the ceremony. He's too cool to go. That's also why we're not there at the Oscars.
Exactly. I was trying to make a statement about the Oscars. That's why I didn't go. That's why I'm still in my jammies right now recording this.
I just imagine he's making like instant ramen on a stove for like his staff and just kind of like, whatever. God, exactly. Anime was a mistake. Top Ramen was a mistake.
Well, again, putting aside my, you know, my personal feelings about the film, no need to really get those here. They've been discussed ad nauseum, both in my newsletter and on this podcast. It's a huge win for Studio Ghibli and Miyazaki. Or is it? Because, what? You know, because Miyazaki is retiring. I know he's still working on ideas and stuff, but the dude is 80 something years old. I'm not somebody who thinks that when you get old, you are, you know, are somehow worthless, but you know, you do have only a limited amount of time left.
Maybe Clint Eastwood will take over Studio Ghibli. Exactly. He's still making movies and he's like in his 90s now.
Yes. It makes you wonder, is it possible for somebody to be as engaged as Miyazaki typically is in his animated productions? You can, when you're filming, and I don't mean this to like be a referendum on what's more difficult to make, an animated feature or a live action one. I think it's easier to delegate things out on a live action set than it is on an animated one if you are kind of an auteur animated director. So I'm curious to see, you know, Ghibli isn't looking to make really more movies. They've kind of transitioned into becoming this licensing entity. You know, they have theme parks, you know, they're selling Totoro plush toys.
Are you talking about Godzilla or Studio Ghibli, Matt?
Don't ever suggest Godzilla's about merchandise, Patrick. Not even as a joke.
Merchandising! Where the real money from the movie is made.
If only somebody had realized all the money is in action figures. Yeah, the big shining hope is that this Godzilla win at the Oscars supercharges Bullmark and they come roaring back in and start making vinyl toys like they did in the 60s.
I think Japan is going to go nuts. I know they have a Godzilla statue in Hibiya. They already put out like a big Academy Award banner across it. There's the Godzilla street there in Shinjuku. There's the Godzilla store. I mean, I feel like it's going to get a little buck wild here in Tokyo.
Yeah, I think tonight's news is going to be off the hook, as the kids say. I think you're just going to see nonstop Godzilla coverage, nonstop Miyazaki coverage. And, you know, the thing that I want to point out here is that this seems like a really unprecedented moment, but it's not. Because when Miyazaki won this in 2001 for Spirited Away, it was widely believed that Japan was going to be this ascendant force in pop culture. And it was for a couple years. This is like when you had like Douglas McGray writing the Gross National Cool article that led to the founding of the Cool Japan Initiative at the government, and like this idea that soft power could be the saving grace of a Japan that was kind of largely being marginalized. It is true that Japan is definitely has a really high presence for a kind of post-industrial, rapidly aging, economically irrelevant former economic superpower, you know, because of that. But it's really not clear where all of these wins lead into. Like, what's next? What's next, Patrick?
Godzilla Minus Two. 2, probably, I think is what's next. The Boy and the Heron 2, Electric Boogaloo is probably...
I can't handle that many minuses. Is it true that 2 minuses equal a plus?
It takes 2 to make a thing go right. I don't know. Godzilla, Miyazaki, and the Oscars. I think Spider-Man is probably preparing to kick their butts. I think like he feels robbed. The Guardians of the Galaxy are pissed off that their special effects weren't as good as Godzilla's.
Since we're living in this multiverse era of filmmaking, it wouldn't surprise me at all if everybody teams up on Godzilla for the next movie. I actually don't know where he being Yamazaki, can take this franchise after this. I know there's a little Easter egg in the very last scene that seems to hint at a much bigger, you know, picture problem happening.
Is it true the killer always comes back for one final scare, Matt?
Well, I can tell you one thing that's always true. He's now going to get like $100 million to make the next Godzilla movie. Whatever the next Godzilla movie is, okay, whether it's good, whether it's bad, whether it's got Godzilla in it, whether it's got some dude like dressed in tights, like Godzilla underoos running around, it will be, no question about it, the biggest budget Godzilla film ever made. Mark my words.
Well, I hope they go back to the man in the suit effects. I hope they go back to the miniature buildings. I hope it's a remake of Godzilla versus Megalon.
Yes. Or Godzilla versus a smog monster. You know, except you could make, instead of smog, we're all fighting like fake news and AI, Godzilla versus the AI monster. Actually, isn't Mechagodzilla kind of a form of AI? Isn't he?
He's a cyborg, Matt. He's a cyborg.
But he's taking Godzilla's job, isn't he? That's what the next one needs to be. I am writing Yamazaki immediately with this story idea. Put a pin in it.
You never know when Godzilla will be back for another surprise attack. It's the Godzilla game. Only the winner will escape Godzilla's jaws.
He's got my spaceship!
It could be you the next time he shows his face. You never know when Godzilla will be back for another surprise attack. The Godzilla game comes complete with all you see here, new from Mattel.
So that was our bonus episode. We will be back in a few days, I guess, with the proper episode 83, the continuation of the saga. The saga continues, the search for Spock. Help me out here, Matt.
Proper.
Yeah, I'll check out a movie, but it'll take a Takashi Yamazaki movie to move me.
Our podcast is not pop. If you call it that, then stop.